Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up, friendos? It is In This League, 3 hours right here on the Sports Grid. It is Bogman. It is Welsh. It's our weekend edition. It's the OG edition of the ITL radio show as we have been dropping daily shows over on Sports Grid. Make sure you guys are checking that out. We've been having a lot of fun with it. We are definitely siphoning our content through the weekend, though. But guess what? There's always plenty, plenty to talk about. And I am joined, as always, by my bestest friendo, Scooty Boogman.
Get on the grid, everybody. Let's go.
Get on that grid. So
get on the grid.
I got to ask you something. We got a bunch to talk about. There's football. There's baseball. There's accusations. There's lawsuits. There's all this type of garbage that's going on. There's agreements. There's even Casey Bubba that's going to come up. By the way, RIP
to... These are great times, aren't they?
RIP to Casey Bubba, who did not make it in our Oregon Trail. A little spoiler alert. Our Oregon Trail stream we did over on our Patreon. We are still churning out content. You know, I plug it every damn segment, really, but it is the absolute best time if you've ever been on the fence about joining the ITL Army over on Patreon, because it's the first of the month and you get everything ahead of you. On the first, though, we did our Oregon Trail 2.0. It was the second edition of the stream, which, by the way, a little disappointed. My voice was a little bit off on the video, I noticed, when I rewatch it. I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know why. You were perfect. My voice, my audio sounded amazing. It sounded clear, but it was just a little different from my video. But regardless of it.
I was seeing that, but I was watching you. I thought it was a Skype thing. Because I was watching you on Skype, I didn't see it in the YouTube.
Well, Well, next time, if you see it on Skype, that means I'm all
will do.
Jacked
okay.
up. I'm all jacked up on Mountain
on
Dew.
On Mountain Dew.
On Mountain Dew. And so we did the stream. It was a really funny addition. We did a harder level. We had Nick Pollock on, not on the stream, but he was part of the Oregon Trail. We had one of our listeners, and we had Casey Bubba. And Casey did not make the streams. So.
Yeah, definitely the worst loss of all the people
Hands
in the
down.
Wagon, right?
It was the worst. I mean, we couldn't have had a worse death on the wagon, our boy Casey Bubba. So maybe you guys could talk about that. But Casey's
I
coming
wish
up.
You could see my face right now.
It's coming up in the third hour. He was tweeting out the thing. I think he's had fun with it. He actually gave us a really nice tweet that we have been giving us a little plug that, you know, while it's all crazy times right now, what did he say? He said, check out Bogman and the Welsh as they continue to entertain us all. That's what we've been trying to do. Because I shared some screenshots. If people want to see it, by the way, they can see him. There's the first screenshot is Bogman has a fever, and I'm like, uh-oh. And then I showed the KC one, and it, I don't know, it's fun stuff. We were trying to do all that. But KC's coming up in hour three, and later we can talk about what you're planning. But I've been dying to know if you've seen this. So I was actually just talking with someone, like literally 20 minutes ago, about how hilarious it is that 3 weeks ago, nobody... Well, I shouldn't say nobody on the planet. I'm using this facetiously. But, like, nobody on the planet knew what Zoom was. You know, plenty of people, of course, did. Our boy Dan Strafford has been doing it for years, and I've known about Zoom.
Anyone over 40 didn't know what Zoom
was. No way.
That's for sure.
No, just nobody.
I installed it at my mom's house for her doctor's appointment.
We had used Zoom occasionally over time because, like, I want to say some of our friendos over at The Athletic have used that from time to time. Everyone uses different stuff. So we'll be, like, Uber Conference or Zoom. So we've done it, you know, for a year or two. We've popped in there occasionally, but you know, no one was crazy familiar with it. And then, you know, as obviously as everything has been going on in the country, I've worked in radio and I've had to come up with solutions for people to do mobile shows. And I was like, well, Zoom is an option. Skype or Zoom is easier than Skype for a lot of people because you can do a whole bunch of stuff with it. So now Zoom is a household name. You know what I mean? Like, every human being knows what Zoom is because everybody is using it. My kids know Zoom now because they're doing classes on it. Everybody corporately is doing meetings. But there is one absolutely effing hilarious thing that is going on with Zoom, Bogman. I don't know if you know that you can do this, but there is an uptick in Zoom backgrounds. It's becoming the new trend. You can add a background to your Zoom box. And what is hilarious, the ones that people are using, the couple of the most popular ones right now are the guy walking with his girlfriend and looking at the other girl going, "Ooh." And what people are doing is they've blurred out the image of the other girl, and then that's where you can be. So it looks like the guy is like, "Ooh."
Oh, I've seen ones better than that.
Okay.
I told you about it the other day. I think you're not remembering what I told you.
Not at all. Not at all then. Well, yours are probably... Oh, you know what? No. I do remember what you said. Yeah. I was about to come out my mouth is whatever you told me was probably super inappropriate. Then I just remembered which one you said.
Oh, it's super inappropriate. Yeah.
Another really, really popular one is the three pictures. It's the portrait picture of Joe Exotic with his two boyfriends. And people are putting that in their background. I gotta be honest with you. I kind of want that one. I kind of want that actually as a painting to put in my office, to be frank. But I kind of want to do a Zoom and use that as a background. So those have been like the – and a couple others is the everything's okay in here. You know, the fire meme with everything's fire.
This is fine.
This is fine. I've seen people using the backgrounds. You can go online right now. And you can get a background for anything. I've seen SpongeBob. I've seen like the Griffin's house. Like, people have created an entire arsenal of backgrounds you can use for Zoom. And I feel like we should start doing that.
These are great ideas. And
what would be yours, Box?
Oh, man.
Would yours be the inappropriate one you told me about?
Of course. Of course. That one's the funniest one. And if I'll describe it in layman's terms so that you don't have to edit anything here, the Welsh, I promise.
Yeah, be
it
careful.
Let me be the judge here, okay? There is a movie that's about to be filmed. It may or may not be an adult film. And you see the young lady sitting on a couch, and behind her are the gentlemen that are about to join her in this picture.
Yeah.
That is the one. So, pretty innocuous.
I'll tell you what, though. I think Bogman's, yours would be incredibly simplistic. I'm going to already tell everybody what Bogman's will be. It will just be the casting couch behind him.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only, it's all you need. You don't need to get super inappropriate. It's just the casting couch.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've always said the Welsh people want to make up to $1,000 to $5,000 a day.
They call Bogman.
I'm going to send this to directors around the world, and they just need my recommendation.
What I want to do, too,
you're not going to get paid today, but you'll get paid eventually with my recommendation.
I want to do it corporate meeting wise. You know, like here at In This League, everybody's reeling right now. You know, first of the month on Patreon, we took a little bit of a hit, and but we're fine. We're trying to still figure everything out.
But, yeah.
Yeah, we took more than a hit, but I'm just trying to say, like, things are okay, and people, you know, we've even had a couple people join back up, or new people join, which is awesome, and I hope new people do. But we're always trying to figure out, you know, what can we do. It is kind of a weird time because I don't know how much, you know, you're not going to have a lot of networks, thank God, to Sports Grid here for continuing and wanting us to do more, but you're not going to have a lot of networks pick up things and stuff like that. But there's still the potential for ad revenue out there. You know, there are still places that are booming and they are you know, still supporting podcasts and wanting to advertise with podcasts, I think we should start setting up some meetings, but I need you to have the casting couch behind you. That's going to be the most important thing with Zoom meetings. It'll be like, hi, welcome to Ad Results Incorporated. Thank you guys for taking a time to join here. And in the background of Bogman, it'll just be the casting couch. And you'll be like, I have a first question. Can we make $1,000 to $5,000 with any of our with our ads?
All I want is to be invited to the to an incorrect business call. And have that in the background.
Absolutely.
That would be great. You know, it would be even better if there was a way to blur your face.
Oh, so, yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Because I've never seen a face on one of those guys.
You know what before, would be great so. Would be maybe this is – let's figure out how we can get through. Okay, this is a good idea. Let's figure out how – in this league can survive the quarantine financially. You know, we got to figure out how we can do this stuff. You know, it's not a full-time job here at Sports Grid. We're making by. Everyone's trying to make by. Here's my first idea. Bogman, you do 15-minute consultations with your casting couch image behind you. So people can pay to join you on a Zoom call. I really believe this is my idea for your consultation. It's how to navigate what you're looking for on the hub. Exactly. How, I mean, maybe define it. It's how to navigate the dark web with Bogman.
Oh,
and it's 15-minute sessions.
I don't do the dark web, whatever. Come on.
And then when people...
told you, I don't go into the Marianas Trench. I may look into it from above... But I don't dive down.
When people sign up, you're like, this meeting is going to potentially be $10 to $50. I'm not 100% sure where this meeting is going to go. And you just do private, you know, maybe like 15-minute consultations.
Yeah, this is a great idea. I love this.
Okay. I mean, do you think people will bite? But it's important. You got to have your
image.
I
think they would probably more bite on like, you know, rookie drafts for fantasy football and, you know, fantasy baseball advice and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, if you're having a hard time finding what you're looking for, I probably know the site. So.
That's true. I mean, it could really just be 30 minutes with Bogman. You know, how much are those casting couch? How long are those casting couch videos anyways?
They're usually about 45 to an hour.
How about 30 minutes? 30-minute casting couch.
Oh, yeah, these are quicker than casting couch.
Oh, it's called the Casting Couch Consultations with Bogman.
Casting Couch Quickies with Bogman.
This is a genius idea. We can record them. Maybe we could then make them podcasts after. Casting Couch Quickies, and we'll put the videos up. What would mine be, though? I have like real ones I could do where I've even told you about it. Like I could go and do consultations for people on how to podcast and how to edit and how to do that type of stuff. But what's a more appropriate Welsh one, like your Casting Couch one?
I don't know. Dealing with your anger with the Welsh.
I was about to say you're going to say something about anger management, but I don't manage it well.
Yeah,
so.
You don't manage it very well, so that's probably not very good. Dude. I mean, you have clearly the best fantasy, minor league list available anywhere. So I think something evolved with that. Maybe building together your minor league roster.
Okay, let's
with
do this.
The Welsh would be really solid.
Let's do this. What is a uniquely okay? Because those are all real, by the way. Those are good. Those are actually good things.
Right.
It would just be like 30-minute sessions with the Welsh or something like that. I agree with that. What is something that you would attach to me? That's something. It's not necessarily like
how
only
to burn
you
a
know.
Bridge with the Welsh.
There you go.
Is that good? You like that one?
Well, okay. That's a fantastic
Burning
one.
Burning down a bridge.
I was going to say, think of me, Boggs.
You set the charges right here.
What would be a good picture to be behind me?
Really?
What would be a good picture that I would
You know
have?
What it should be? I know exactly what it is. You remember in Man on Fire when he blew up the dude by putting the bomb in his crack?
Yes.
You know, so it should be where,
when he's
where
walking
Denzel
away.
Is. That, yeah, you should be there, and then the big flames are behind you.
Oh, I love it. Oh, I mean, and that could be just called Man on Fire. That could be my session. My sessions could be Man on Fire with the Welsh.
Man on Fire with the Welsh. I love it.
I like this. Could these be mini podcasts? And we'll just here's the stream. This is how it works. People pay. They pay us. They spend 30 minutes. We record the whole thing, and then we put them out as mini podcasts. And we could video them.
These are great ideas.
I mean, this is a great idea that I'm putting out here.
I think half of my appeal is privacy if people are looking for things.
Okay, that's true. Well, we could
Do the monster voice and
I got
the
it.
Word for them.
I got it.
You know,
Oh, God damn it. That would be funny. I got another idea with it. Because
I'm looking for foot stuff.
This could be for foot stuff, did you say?
Foot stuff.
Oh, gross.
I'm looking for foot stuff. Yeah, I knew it would gross you.
Where's the butt stuff? Okay. These ideas.
Fishy.com.
These could be big ideas here. So we might get this might be an overflow. So.
You think we'll be booked?
I think we're going to be really booked. So maybe it's one session gets picked and people can opt out so they can have their privacy. Because yours
is like the white trash cameo.
Yeah.
Right here.
Oh, because like what people can do. Okay. So Man on Fire with the Welsh is people could also air their grievance with someone and they could ask me how to handle it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So they could ask me, they could tell me all about the situation and what would I do.
It's the nuclear option every time. So, you know, you go to the Welsh going, I don't know if I should blow this up. Like, no, you're right. Think that.
Yeah, so, that, 100%.
You just get a little, confirmation bias. I like that.
Yeah. What is, I just completely drew a blank. The HBO movie they just did on the thing that happened in Russia.
The thing that happened. Chernobyl.
That'll be the podcast name. It'll be called Chernobyl with Welsh.
Chernobyl.
It'll just be a nuclear meltdown with Welsh. That'll be my Chernobyl option.
Don't pick up the graphite.
Yeah.
Oh God, what a horrible show that was. Like it was.
Oh, it was amazing, but it couldn't have been more depressing.
It was amazing, but like just unbelievably depressing.
Let me ask you something.
This does not make me feel any better.
You imagine watching Chernobyl right now with everything that's going on? There are people that think we are in our own Chernobyl right now, that we are currently in a version of, obviously not like full on, saying? Yeah. But people believe like we are in, there's a version that we are dealing with right now. Can you imagine HBO's like, hey, everybody, got a great new show. It's about the nuclear meltdown in Chernobyl. Enjoy while you're at home.
Yeah. Showtime will be like, hey, guess what? We're going to one-up you. Here's a 7-part series on the Great Depression. Yeah. Let's go. Because now you guys are living it.
I'm surprised they haven't been dropping like a Spanish flu one, so honest. But I got to tell you, I think this might be how we survive this. We price them affordably, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Like $20?
Yeah, that's not bad.
Half an hour, $20. So then there's the full-on ones.
I mean, for real, we've gotten that to help people do their draft.
Yeah,
so there's
Casting Couch with Bogman is specific. Man on Fire is specific. And then we just have the normal sessions. We can just have, someone wants NFL draft coverage, one-on-one. Someone wants prospect one. Those are one-on-one. That's fine. But those aren't the unique ones. That's just like a 30-minute session with us. They're not the Casting Couch with Bogman. But can they
ask you?
Okay, but see, can they ask you Casting Couch type of questions in that session? Or do we just
mean like which scenes are good?
Okay.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Okay, so someone's like, hey, I just want to talk to you about the NFL draft. And it's 20 minutes in. They got 10 minutes left. And then they're like, so.
I'm an open book, brother.
Who should I look? Okay, so here's the deal. This is officially it. Man on Fire with Welsh. Anything goes, but it's designed specifically. My selling point is how to burn a bridge, how to deal with a situation. You can just unload your anger and I'll give you advice. It's an advice show, but you could also ask me any of the other things. Bogman is Casting Couch with Bogman, and he will teach you how to find 1 to 5,000 videos that will stimulate your mind for coming apocalypse.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, look, you got to stimulate your mind without me. Like I won't have any of that.
Well, you won't let them stimulate their mind while you're on.
They can't stimulate their mind in front of me. No, I don't.
Is that extra?
See that. So, you got to pay double for that type of action, Cotton.
What if they want you to stimulate your mind on?
Nope.
All right. Nope. This is what we're devolving to in this time. Good Lord.
I mean, it'd only take 3 pixels to cover, so that's nice.
All right, we got to go to break. We will talk about some stuff, but you can hit us up on our brand new revenue stream. When we come back, though, we got a whole bunch to cover, so don't worry. In this league, we got you covered right here during this quarantine. ITL will be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
Welcome back. It is In This League right here on the Sports Grid. I am The Welsh, Chris Welsh. You can find me on Twitter at @TheWelsh. So many Welshes there. And Bogman. Got Bogman with me. You can find him on Twitter at Bogman Sports. Go to InThisLeague.com and come and check out our Patreon. You've already heard about our brand new revenue stream and our brand new Zoom shows we're going to do that you can pay and get on. Casting Couch with Bogman and Man on Fire with Welsh. It's going to be awesome. But over on Patreon, it's really where we got all of our awesome content. We've got the live streams, whether it's social distancing with Bogman or Oregon Trail. We've got our secret shows. We've got ranks. Bogman just dropped draft ranks. If people were watching the social distancing, they got a preview of it on Thursday before it was even dropped. We have put out so much info to get people by that if you're looking for it, we got it. And you are directly helping us and supporting us. So Bogman doesn't have to take to the streets. I worry about you, Bogman. I don't want you to have to start.
Man's got to eat the Welsh.
I don't want you to have to start stimulating your mind on camera too much.
You're pimping yourself out for cheeseburgers. A man's got to eat Julian.
Man's got to eat Julian. One of the greatest clips of all time. So you guys want to support us, go to patreon.com/ITL Army. Army. Did you see that Tom Brady has Tom Brady is officially in Tampa. And what was funny is I saw these overhead shots of Tom Brady and it reminded me they were giving Tom Brady like in where he is the same coverage that like the that medical ship that came into New York was getting. You know what I mean? Like they're doing the same photos and shots of, I'm trying to remember what it's called. Like the
SS Hope or
something.
I thought you were
going to
say something about his hair plugs or something when they had the drone above him.
No.
I was like, what, does he have hair plugs?
I can't remember what it's called. Like the SS Help or something like that. Whatever that big white ship that came in that's helping in New York. Like the exact same, all those people just are like, all right, that's in here. Let's get to Tampa because Tom Brady's coming in. But we found out Tom Brady has moved in to Derek Jeter's mansion in
that's
Tampa.
That's weird having Derek Jeter as your landlord.
That's weird. I mean, did he take a black light? Can you imagine what's been spattered over Derek Jeter's mansion? I mean, maybe that was the excitement for Brady to go in there.
Yeah, it definitely
He's like, I've been with the same woman for 15 years. And
I just
Derek Jeter's been with 15. Probably
I just want to get a whip of something else in this mansion here. So, I mean, it's strange that, you know, millionaire athletes are renting to each other, but it also makes sense that, you know, who else is going to have a mansion that Tom Brady would want to live in Tampa Bay, you know? And I bet that his rent is probably cheaper than his regular house that he had in the Boston area.
Now, is he renting it or did he buy it?
No, he's renting.
Okay. Yeah,
it's only a 2-year contract, the Welsh. So.
Yeah, I mean, Derek Jeter probably saving some money since he technically was able to get the Marlins to be taxable. Remember, he was doing the overseas thing?
Yeah, they went to the Marlins headquarters in the Dominican, and it's just a P.O. box some asshole.
Yeah, he treated the Marlins like an offshore poker site, like PokerStars.com. Like, that's what he treated. He's like, no, the Marlins, we're totally offshore. It's like in Narcos or something like that. It's crazy. Oh, God, what was that movie I just watched? I just watched a movie a couple weeks ago. It was with... damn it.
Give me some people. I might be...
I'm forgetting all of their names. Who's like the female actress that everybody loves? Greatest of all time, they say.
Julia Roberts? Kathy Bates?
Julia Roberts?
Who are you talking about?
Okay, female actresses. Sorry, I'm just losing it.
Female actresses? I mean, you gave me a pretty quiet range.
Meryl Streep, Bogman. Julia Roberts. Get the F out of here. Julia
Roberts.
How
do you forget Meryl Streep?
I
love how you're making fun of me for saying a name of an actress and you can't remember Meryl Streep's name.
Everything went out of my brain. The movie is called, is it The Laundromat? Was that it?
No idea.
Yes, that's it. It was The Laundromat. And it's with, who's all in it? Antonio Banderas, Gary Oldman. She's in it. And it has to do with this insurance scheme thing that was done, and it was all offshore, and it literally had that where like Meryl Streep goes over to another country and it's just like a mailbox in the middle of like this crowded, you know, South American city, something like that. And you just completely made me think of the same thing. It's like Derek Jeter probably got his ideas from that. But
is there any chance that it's actually in South America? I'm kind of asking the audience here.
Oh, what somewhere. I just said? Somewhere not America.
Probably
that's all that it was.
Indonesia or something.
Someone would know. It was a really good movie, by the way. Besides the point, Tom Brady, okay, renting Derek Jeter's mansion in Tampa Bay. So, Brady good to go.
Yeah, he's all set. Like, I mean, he's not doing the Ronaldo bit, you know, like we talked about before where Ronaldo just rented an island. And he's like, we're just going to hang out here till all this is over. So
I forgot about that. He rented an island.
Yeah, I think he brought some chefs, some cooks with him and some maids and stuff. And people like keep up his house. So they're staying with him, too. So they're protected from coronavirus and all this stuff. But he was just like, you know what? You guys can use, because he's like a billionaire. He's like, you can use my, you can use my hotels and stuff like that. For medical stuff for coronavirus. So that was very nice of him. And we're getting a lot of people stepping up, you know, Shinsu Chu, Robert Kraft. You see, Robert Kraft had the Patriots plane, speaking of Brady and stuff, he had the Patriots plane go to China and pick up 1.2 million masks to bring back to the Boston area, like in all their medical outlets and stuff.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Bobby Kraft doing a great job.
Doing a great job transitioning over. That's very, very solid. I like that he did that. Right?
I had to do something.
Robert.
I got to put it all together. And, I had to do something to help my community.
I mean, Robert, you have deeply been entrenched in the Chinese culture here for at least the last year that we're aware of. And it's good to hear some positive news out of that, Mr. Kraft.
Well, you know, what I really like to do is send my plane over to China and pick up some masks and maybe some people and, you know, get them back over here and give them some work. Everybody needs a job, right, the Welsh?
Yeah, and I mean, you have done a good job.
I can really use a job.
You've been providing jobs for
a while. Since I got a good job, the Welsh.
How long, Robert?
It's been, about 6 months, 7 months.
Is that an essential category in Florida?
It's essential right now in Boston. This second.
On my plane.
That's right. I think if I send it out again, I'm going to have to leave on it.
Well, Robert, I'm very happy that you are you're putting some positive spin in the news on all of that. Thank you for your service.
Oh, they're calling me. They're calling me the Welsh. I think this might be my job. I got to go.
No.
I got to go. I'll see you later.
$75.
Man, Robert Kraft, I mean, he's providing all kinds of stuff.
He's a provider.
An outlet. Free masks for the healthcare system in Boston, and he's giving jobs. So, well,
no, he's used to getting jobs.
Might be getting jobs. So
he's used to getting jobs. So, well, that's good. That's good for Robert.
Good
Kraft.
For Bobby. I mean, peeling back the curtain. I love I know we love to make fun of him and stuff like that, but that's just great work by Robert Kraft. Seriously, sending out his private plane. To go get all that stuff and bring it back is a great, and we really are seeing people step up. Like we said, Ronaldo with all the hotels, Robert Kraft doing that. And Shinsu Chu, I mean, I love that Chu is doing this, but I'm annoyed that he needs to do this.
Oh,
right?
The Sensu Chu stuff is fantastic. So Sensu Chu has decided he is going to donate $1,000 to each Rangers minor league player. And that's over, it's 190 guys. So he's going to be donating $190,000. Now, he's done some of this stuff before. And I think I saw, like, Willie Calhoun with the Rangers, he was commenting about this, that, like, this is a total Sensu Chu type of a thing. I think this is insanely outstanding, and, you know, he is really, really well received as far as his teammates go. And frankly, I know where you're going with this. I'd love to see some of his teammates follow suit, guys like Joey Gallo and stuff like that. But to your point, it's annoying because one player is doing it, and it's not the organization. But, you know, I mean, if more players did this, they might put a forceful push on the Rangers or any organization to do this stuff. But this reminds me of kind of like what Jeff Bezos wants. Jeff Bezos is like, no, I'm not going to do anything. I'm the richest human being in the world, but why don't you give your sick time to another person? So, you know, the teams are probably on one hand happy. It's like, oh, great. You know, the players are stepping up to do this, but this should be on the organizations to step up and take care of these dudes.
Yeah. I mean, the minor leaguers who, you know, we've heard about this for years about how they're mistreated and they don't get paid enough and stuff. And it's true, you know, for what baseball makes, the minor leaguers get hosed.
But there was an agreement that was set, by the way, that minor leaguers are going to be receiving the $400 per week. That was an agreement that's happened. So we do want
to, I mean, that's nice, but that's not enough to get by.
No. So. Well, Josh Stowers, he's a, former Louisville guy. He was with the New York Yankees. He was traded to, no, he, I'm sorry. He was with the Mariners, traded to the Yankees. And I just saw him tweet this the other day where he was commenting on it, that the teams, organizations in baseball have agreed to pay all minor leaguers $400 per week, which is going to come out to $1,600 a month. And he said, this is great. He's like, this is not going to, he's like, I'm not going to be well off, but it'll pay the rent. You know, so right. That was positive. So then you see some, I guess at the end of the day, it's like, how much can everybody truly do? Is this completely on the Rangers if they've helped to agree to make sure that their minor leaguers are going to get $400 per week? Should they be doing more and more and more? Probably. But either way, let's not take away from, like, Sensu Chu is an absolute stud for doing this.
Absolutely.
I mean, we've seen players, you know, end up in different capacities. Like a guy like Drew Brees decided he's going to donate, you know, $5 million to the cause and stuff like that. We haven't
that
seen
it. That was so awesome. And did you see the lady, the reporter, when he announced that on the news?
No.
She started crying.
It's amazing.
She was so touched. It was really awesome.
But we haven't seen, like, let's go specifically here for a second with baseball. We haven't seen a single player do something to this direct magnitude. This is Sensu Chu saying, I am giving every Rangers prospect $1,000 out of my pocket to help get by. We haven't seen a direct thing like this done yet, and I hope more players do this.
Well, to be fair, this was the first one in baseball, because Zion,
what's I said, baseball specifically.
Okay, yeah, because Zion gave to the, like, the stadium workers and stuff like that too, and this is, you know, we're seeing, you know, great character come out right now, and that is exactly what we're getting from Chu. We're getting from guys like Zion and Drew Brees, and a lot of players are stepping up and really helping out the people that are impacted by this. And, you know, the unemployment is going up and up and up and up every single week. It's these are unprecedented times, man, and it sucks. But Chu is an absolute stud. So big ups to him for sure. Now, you know who isn't a stud? The Welsh.
Who?
Carlos Martinez.
he's something. He's got a lawsuit. He has a lawsuit. His lawsuit.
I mean, he's giving.
Yeah,
but
here's a problem.
Not, money.
Yeah, and he's getting. He's being sued for giving a virus. But it's not the virus that is going around. This is a really odd time. While at the same time, maybe he's going to be able to get away with people not focusing on it because it's not the virus that everybody cares about. But yeah, you just found this. Carlos Martinez is currently being accused, and we've actually heard these accusations before, but there's a lawsuit
here.
Newest one, or it might be the same one, but he's accused of knowingly giving his partner an STD, and he is being sued for $1.5 million.
Now, for his defense, you know, apparently his attorney was accosted by TMZ, and he said, "I can tell you most assuredly these allegations are 100% false." So they're going with the "I did not do this" bit. So maybe he didn't, and we're not here to say if he did or didn't. We have no idea, but I love that people are getting upset about him at his old stuff too, because like all the articles are like, "Porn loving major leaguer gives a woman an STD," and it's like, really? You know, he posted porn on his Twitter one time because he really kind of didn't understand that it wasn't private for a while, I guess. So, like the only other bad thing that he's done comes up in this stuff, but he's being sued for $1.5 million by a woman in Miami. And he says Martinez swore to God that he was not infected with any STD. So, that's going to be a big case, because if this person is saying, "Hey, he gave me this STD and he doesn't have it," if he tests as negative, then you know it's a frivolous lawsuit. And maybe this person could have given it to him. And how could he not just play that card too, by the way?
Why didn't he just quarantine?
Yeah, he should have. Well, he should have quarantined his package.
Junk.
Yeah,
he maybe should have got on one of those casting couch with Bogman, and he could just mentally self stimulate. That's what you need to do.
Don't be a fool. Wrap your tool. Everyone knows. Come on, what are you thinking?
How many lawsuits like this do you think have happened in sports that we don't hear about?
That we don't hear
like
about?
Like even settlements, like you know,
well, Steve McClendon, who used to be a nose tackle for the Steelers. He went on to play for the Jets. He got one about giving his girlfriend the herp. So
I have to say this might be one of the biggest. This is a documentary. You want to talk about McMillions out there? Someone didn't know. Talk about this epidemic that's probably been in sports. The amount of payoffs that have happened with all of this type of stuff.
He has to get an advertisement from Trojan or somebody.
I don't know. Something like that. Or just, you know, I don't know. Chill out a little bit, dude. Focus on baseball. Stop focusing on all the other thing. All right. We got to hit a break. When we come back, we got a whole lot more to talk about. Bogman has got some good articles. There's still some other stuff in the news. We briefly talked about some of the football stuff that was happening. But we've got some hitters outside the top 100 that could finish at number one. That's a Fantasy Pros article. And a whole bunch more. So don't you go anywhere. More Bogman the Welsh coming up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
You are too easy.
Welcome back. It is In This League right here on Sports Grid, ending out the hour. Bogman and the Welsh. Oh, I felt like it was about the song that was about to happen. Ending out the hour. Bogman and the Welsh. Got no other rhymes. I can't rhyme. I would love to. If I wrote a rap song, would you rap it?
No.
I mean, I've done it before, technically.
Have you?
Well, remember, let's like hear. In our our parodies we've done. Like, I've helped write bright lines, yeah, and I've got you to rap. Like when we had Johnny Manziel versus Hoyer the Destroyer.
Well, my response wasn't even a rap. You had a great rap for Johnny Manziel, and then I was, my name's Brian Hoyer.
They call me the Destroyer. Yeah,
they call me Hoyer the Destroyer. I'm happy to be here. Hope I can help the ball club. Your stuff in the background was like,
if we went back and listened to it, it might be the most embarrassing thing we've ever done. If I went back and listened to it,
no, I think it's funny. The most embarrassing thing still is e-wrestling. I mean, and that's, you know, more on your side than my side. But, I mean, I've talked about crapping my pants in public. So, I mean, there's embarrassing stuff. So,
yeah. I mean, I don't think you did that in person. I think I did mine on a free show that we've done. I think you crapped your pants in person. You did on a secret show.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, it's still out there for people is what I'm saying. So
that's true.
Do you want to explain to the uninitiated what e-wrestling is real quick?
Yeah, I mean,
I think crapping your pants is pretty self-explanatory.
In a time of lists, it would actually be really interesting to pull all of our listeners. And the people that have been around a long time will have the best stuff. But I would love the variety of, like, what are the top five moments in ITL history? Because it's not embarrassing goes in that. So it'd be funny, embarrassing in the top five moments all time. And in this league history, probably number one, I think every time I hear it, and this is why I would say it's number one, because every time we go back during football season, we replay the segment. This is from 2014. And it was our kicker, tight end, defense, just a garbage episode of garbage, you know, guys. And, you know, we always want to, like, do stuff a little bit different and try to, you know, we're always trying to entertain and stuff. We had no plans to talk about it, but somehow we just got, I was randomly like, hey, did you ever play e-wrestling? And then we go on this, it's a 13-minute segment. To this day, when I hear it,
I love that you know the length of it because you've reposted it so many times.
13
because
minutes.
It's everyone's favorite.
I want to say it might be 13 minutes and 17 seconds. It might be the exact file length. Every time I hear it, I laugh. I get red faced. My stomach jiggles because I laugh so hard every time at your reaction, me trying to speak. It is, for me, it's the funniest thing that's ever happened on our show. So it's at the top of the thing. I think most people would vote it. But yeah, I mean, I don't get into the whole thing, but e-wrestling is, there's a couple different versions of it. The version I told was how what you would do for a match is you would just write up smack talk. And then, like, there's some uber loser, some e-wrestling dungeon master who would take all of these things that people wrote up. And then they would decide a winner who did the best smack talk. And then this person would write up a match. And it was, it's the most embarrassing thing. Though I wouldn't be shocked if there was an uptick with everyone home right now looking for some entertainment and doing it.
There got to be all kinds of nerds out there.
Yeah.
Right?
Some ITL. We should get an ITL
version.
They're
just doing their promo cuts and all that.
Yeah.
That's got to have a huge uptick right now.
But I think there were people that did it like Dungeons and Dragons, where it would be like you put a move out and the person could count. I don't know. And their dice and all this weird garbage.
I'm just
garbage.
Shuddering at that stuff.
Yeah, I don't even. I mean, dude, I was like 13 years old. So it was it feels like a lifetime ago because it was. It was literally almost 24 years ago that I was doing that stuff. It was on the advent of like the Internet. And we found out a bunch of people liked e-wrestling from our listeners, and it has been in the lore, though we've...
Okay, you're not the only nerd. I mean, out of embarrassing things, it's not that bad. It really isn't.
No, I mean, it's pretty embarrassing, but you can get... we can get through it. And to your point, like, it's not like, you know, unveiling some horrible dark web type of thing that you're the only one. It's like lots of people came out.
You're not making skin lamps or anything.
Lots of people loved wrestling and lots of people did it. But the only problem with it of why it's, I think it's tapered down a bit and why it's almost, I don't want to call them the millennials, but like, you know, the last 2 years versions of our listeners and our fans and the hardcore people that have listened, they're not going to have a bunch of reference because there was so much mystery shrouded in it, because I also explained that I had created a character And he was actually, it was a pretty wildly good character, so much so that it was emulated. And I saw other people taking my character, and I wouldn't reveal the character's name, what it was based on, any of that stuff. And then finally, I did. I did it on one of our Christmas specials because I was obliterated drunk and people bribed me with money. And I finally reviewed it. So
I probably gave it all out. It's X-Wing at Aliciousness, correct? Is that what it is?
What's that?
I said it's X-Wing at Aliciousness.
X-Wing,
right?
Aliciousness. That's 100% right. So, but everyone kind of knows the answers if they followed along. So there's just not a ton of mystery that's still involved in it.
Did you see there was someone, God, I can't remember. Someone tried to make a parody song. It was a really, really big celebrity. Now, see, I feel like you forgetting Meryl Streep's name. A parody Weird Al does, you know.
A parody what? You were breaking up there a little bit. A parody what?
Song.
About what?
I can't remember what it was. All I remember is that whoever it was failed just immensely. Like, it was a big flop. They tried to do a parody song like Weird Al does, and then Weird Al tweeted him and said, "Not as easy as it looks, huh?"
Mm.
So I thought that. God, I can't remember. Let me see if I can.
Are you
find
trying
out
to compare that to e-wrestling?
Well, I'm just saying that there's other embarrassing failures. It wasn't about that I was thinking, but you said there are other huge embarrassing failures, and it made me think of whoever that one.
Can you imagine?
Trolls.
Can you imagine somewhere too right now, if like in a corporate setting, if someone was like they did e-wrestling and then they sent the email off and then they realized they just sent it to like their work email and someone's like, Bob, what is the destroyer and why are there all these expletives and.
Yeah. Why is Hoyer the Destroyer cutting a promo? And where is this going to go in our business ideas here? I don't understand.
You know, so. I'd say with modern technology, Bogman, Zoom might be kind of a cool option for some e-wrestling. You could have rooms. You could. Here's an idea. The
Are you pitching?
I'm pitching an idea. Zoom allows you to create separate rooms. So you could have the person put all of them in separate rooms, and then the two people have open mics and they just crap talk, and they could have a wrestling ring behind them and they could wear luchador. I think it's a great idea. I think Zoom wrestling would be amazing. I've just created it right here.
Oh, man. Yeah. I mean,
write a script, put it out there. I mean, what do you think?
As long as I'm not involved.
No, I need you to be involved.
I'm good with that.
You're the main event.
I can't do it. I'm the main event?
Yeah, you're
the main
event.
I've never done
it
before in my life. How am I the headliner?
Because you're the headliner. You're very, I mean, you kind of have a wrestler look. You got the hair and stuff like that. Just write out
some. It's Madonna. Madonna tried to make a song. Okay, hold on. Let me see what this is.
I'm going to just silently sit here.
Oh, my God. This is, I'm going to send it to you. Yeah, I'm sorry. I took 3 seconds to look at this. My deepest apologies to you, the Welsh. Hold on. Let me copy this. She tried to make fun of her own song. She tried to start singing, "Let's go eat some fried fish." Duh, 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 duh. And Weird Al tweeted her.
What song is that supposed to be?
I don't know. Well, listen to it. It's the I don't know Madonna songs. I'm sorry. It's one of the popular ones.
That helps.
Just listen to it for a second while I'm talking, and you'll be able to hear. That's what I'm talking about. She did it on March 20th, and he responded to her. Thank God he didn't. I could scroll back and find it fairly easily on the 21st.
She doesn't look like Madonna. Like, she doesn't look like.
Looks like a crazy
person. She doesn't look at all like herself. Not even. There is no Madonna in there. I can't look at her. And we have seen the transformation. It is unbelievable. We have seen the transformation of people. Like, Sammy Sosa doesn't look like Sammy Sosa anymore. Little Kim doesn't really look like Little Kim anymore. Madonna looks like a completely different human being. She looks like
she looks like
nothing.
Every mom picking up her kid. From school. Like, she's got no makeup on.
No, but her
she's
face, into, her face has and who changed cares? Structure.
I did see someone said, celebrities going without makeup during the quarantine. And the very first response was, who cares?
Who cares?
And that's 100% correct.
Well, I don't care about makeup, but like
she looks weird.
She's not the same person.
It's
I'm going to face off against her. I'm going to invite her.
Your body move to the music, go with the flow. It's that one. But she's singing, let's eat some fried fish, go to the store. And Weird Al says, see, not so easy, is it?
Don't know that song, but I am going to challenge her to the first Zoom wrestling match.
Oh, that's your opponent is Madonna?
Absolutely.
Oh, man. I hope it's not a voting thing.
I think I'm good.
She'll still get more votes than us, of course.
I think I'm good. I got to be honest with you. I actually think I'm...
If this is her best foot forward on a parody song, she's not going to be very good at writing smack talk.
I think I'm going to be okay in this whole thing. Like, we got the baseball votes going out there, baseball pods in the bracket. ITL, by the way, showed up pretty nice. Let me look at the current voting because I haven't looked in a little bit. I didn't see what the results look like, and maybe we're recording just a tad bit before you guys are listening to this, but last I saw, we're near the top of votes. A lot of people voted on this one. We're going to win into the 75 plus percentile range is what we won at, as you guys are listening to this.
By the way, against
full-time fantasy, okay. Adam Ronis and Dr. Roto.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Very nice.
What do you want to do?
I want you to take a look at the thing that our boy Jag just sent us real quick.
Okay, it's Instagram.
That's an Instagram.
This is great radio.
Yep.
Yeah.
Your reaction is going to be good. Yep.
All right. If people don't know, Bogman has an obsession.
I have an obsession.
Okay. Do you need me to start sharing my texts that I have been getting from Bogman?
You know where I get all those? From Casey Bubba.
Okay. Half of the texts I have in my phone right now are pictures of this gigantic man and something that's also as large. It's a latte thing that someone put the cinnamon in, and the latte has the figure of this person and the specific thing that makes him unique. Who is this guy? Is this Mike Bracken? Who is this guy?
Yeah. That'd be Mike Bracken's ex-wife. I don't know. I don't know his name. I know Tom Segura on his podcast has talked about him. The dude has passed.
All right,
he's no longer with us, but he's getting us through the quarantine for sure.
Getting you through.
Definitely.
All I do is send Tiger King memes. All you do are send memes of this of Tiger Hog. You're the Hog King. I'm the Tiger King. You're the Hog King. You are the Hog King for sure.
I wish anyone in their life had called me the Hog King before today.
You're 100% the Hog King.
Anyone of the opposite sex. The last like five things I've sent you. Well, I guess the last
everything.
Three of the last four things I've sent you have not been about that. So they've been Tiger King stuff.
Well, because you sent a Tiger King one, because I did it. Oh, here's the second one. Here's a picture of Bert Kreischer as that guy. So it's nothing.
Yeah. Well, that was third. Because,
how did we get?
Oh,
in,
no, you sent me.
How did we get down this rabbit hole? Because you wanted to talk about e-wrestling?
I didn't want to talk about e-wrestling. You said something about things being embarrassing. It made me think of e-wrestling. And then we went down the embarrassing hole. And that's where we are now. So
we did just earlier create our brand new paid Zoom shows. Maybe the next thing, maybe the big culmination, it's like a pay-per-view event, is pay-per-view Zoom wrestling.
Pay-per-view Zoom. You know what? I'm not on board as far as making my own character or being in it, but I can host it.
No, Bogman versus the Welsh. Mic. Bogman versus the Welsh in the main event. We'll have a couple undercards. We'll have to recruit some undercards. Maybe a tag team match, maybe a 3-on-1, and we'll have a impartial judge, a referee.
Who's the impartial judge, though?
Joe Pizzapia. He loves wrestling. He can play the like Vince McMahon / referee person.
You know why it's great? Because I can see him in the zebra stripes.
Absolutely. I bet he owns it. I bet he owns a referee shirt.
But I'm texting him right now. I'm going to ask him. Do you own a referee
guaranteed
whatever shirt?
Guaranteed. So. I will I give it a 80% odds he has a referee shirt.
Do you think it's tight and it shows off his guns too? It has to be,
yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah. I think everything's a little bit tighter right now also, though, Bogman. I think that.
Well, I mean, my closet, I have like 6 shirts I can wear in rotation. So most of the time, it's my Star Wars Rebels red shirt.
That's okay, so in our matchup, I need you to wear the smallest shirt you possibly have in our Zoom matchup.
Oh, that will never happen.
I'll do
but
the same thing.
I'll wear one that's a little tighter, but I won't wear a really, really small. I mean, I have stuff from when I was in high school. It's still in my closet because I don't throw stuff away. I mean, I have donated a bunch of stuff, but there's some stuff that's like, you know, sentimental. It's hard to give away, but I couldn't fit in that unless I was 150 pounds. And I'd have to lose 100 pounds to get there. So
there you go. That's the potential that's out there. It'd be a 5-card Zoom wrestling match. We just need to collect, oh, I don't know, $10,000 to do it for the embarrassment. That's what we need to do. $10,000 in donation. It'd be the most embarrassing thing we've ever done. It would be a top moment. I would love to know, though, and maybe someday we'll do it in more of an official capacity. I'd love to know the top moments of ITL listeners. What are their favorite moments? And maybe we'll do a poll and we'll circle around this at some point on our Patreon. But don't go anywhere. Hour one in the books. Man, we can check off the pieces of not talking about anything. We do have some good stuff to talk about. NFL, maybe a little bit of baseball. So don't go anywhere. More in this league on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.